Hey, and welcome to Pop, Storyboard's podcast on private podcasts. I'm Jeremy Lin from Storyboard. This is our first of many episodes in the year 2023, and we're really excited for more awesome interviews. For those of you that are new to us here, this podcast is an opportunity for us to share the stories of incredible creators who have used private podcasting to elevate their teams. And we're going to close out January with someone who I consider to be a pretty seasoned podcasting vet at this point. And I say that because since early 2021, Michael Williams and his sales training organization at Bregg have produced just shy of 200 podcasts for their team in the field. So without further ado, Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, listen, I know we've had our back and forth. We've chatted a bunch. I remember a few weeks ago, my friend actually had a knee brace on with the Bregg logo, and I wanted to blurt out, I know those guys, but don't worry, I refrained. I didn't embarrass myself.
It happens all the time.
So that anecdote, though, it doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell me what you do or what Bregg does. Can you share a little bit about that with us, about not only your role on the team, but about the Bregg organization?
Sure. Bregg is a sports medicine orthopedic bracing company. We do a lot of perioperative bracing care for orthopedics. And our organization is comprised of both direct sales reps as independent sales reps. And my job within the organization is I try and help them present the materials, present the concepts, and participate in sales in the most productive manner possible.
And for that sales team, where are these folks located? Are they in offices? Are they in the field? You know, talk to me a little bit about their working style.
Sure. We have a support staff that is office-based, but nowadays, you and I both know it's very diverse and you're kind of distributed across the country. So we have about 300 sales reps and service reps throughout the United States, and then a bunch more internationally, but we're just going to focus domestic here, of which we have a team of probably 50 that are direct employees and 250 that are independent contributors or independent sales folks. And then on top of that, we run a huge billing organization where we've got brick and mortar locations around the country where we process claims, we work with patients, and we provide support to the orthopedic community.
And for those folks that are in the field or going to those brick and mortar locations, outside, we'll get into podcasting in a minute, but how do these folks communicate with one another?
Now, that's a great, great question. Obviously, everybody spends a lot of time texting, phone calls, but let's face it, when you're in sales and you're out calling on a geographic territory that's been assigned to you, you really do feel like you're on an island at times, kind of disconnected from the entire company. And so we try to use podcasting, webinars, other means of communicating to make them feel like they're part of the team, part of the community.
Yeah, Michael, that's a great segue into my next question here. You talk about some of the communications challenges. Why podcasting? Why is this a fit for what you do versus something else?
That's a great question. And I think it boils down to the speed and the relevance and the convenience. We've tried different methods. We've tried and we do still do a monthly webinar where we ask them to stop what they're doing and sit down in front of a computer so that they can participate in a monthly discussion on updates and different information the company wants to put out there. But what we were trying to do is kind of break the training sessions, the learning sessions, the sharing of knowledge into just small digestible bites. And so I said, why don't we do a podcast so that when you're on the treadmill, when you're walking the dog, when you're doing the dishes, you know, when you've got those 5 to 15 minutes, you can spend with me listening and hear directly from your peers. So we're really just trying to find the best way possible to get information there in the most convenient way for the sales reps without disrupting their daily activities that they're busy. I mean, they're an incredibly busy, driven bunch. A lot of them are 100% commission. So we don't steal any of their selling time either.
Talk to me about your origin story here with Storyboard and podcasting. Like, where did this come from? We've talked about some of the challenges. What brought you to Storyboard and kind of how has this evolved over time?
That's a great question. Also, there are a couple different companies that offer the same service, and I evaluated each one of them and kind of looked for the ease of use and what I was looking for. And when I started doing the podcast, it was kind of a whim. It was kind of an idea. I had no idea whether or not it was going to be successful. And I'm just trying to do it I tried to do it in segments that were going to match up with the average drive time. So when we spend a little bit of time behind the windshield, typically the sales reps are either on the phone or they're planning, they're doing something as they're driving. I thought if we could just put a little bit of a plug in there, give them a little bit of updated information, then they're going to have just that 5 minutes there or 20 minutes during the drive to put a little bit more information, put another arrow in the quiver, and be a little bit more prepared for the next visit. And so when we started doing it, I was looking for a way to continue the training on an ongoing basis. So it was micro training or just-in-time training, trying to get the right information to them at the right time.
You know, you mentioned that people are listening on their way to customer client meetings. Have you seen any direct impact there between the podcast and how they've been performing?
Absolutely. It was really interesting. In fact, just this morning, I got a text message from a rep in New York who was listening to the podcast about better planning for her territory for the upcoming year, filling the pipeline. And it sparked a question in her mind. So she texted me, and we're between her and her regional director, we finally figured out that there's another avenue for her to go. So yeah, we're definitely making an impact.
That's awesome to hear that, like, this is making a big difference for your team in the field. Like, it's one thing for them to now be listening to it all the time, but when you first introduced this new concept, I don't know how many people on your team were public podcasts listening to their own thing or hadn't heard about this before. How did you introduce it, going back in the time machine here, in a way that would get your folks excited and really get them interested?
You know, we had a conversation. A couple of us had a conversation about the best way to reach the sales reps. And they all mentioned that they were listening to podcasts, and whether it's a TMZ for the latest from Hollywood, or most of them were listening to some sports podcast, fantasy football or other kind of podcasts. And I thought, why not just break into that realm and see if we can just get a toehold and just get a few minutes of their time in between those other podcasts that they were listening to, whether it's during their time on the treadmill or, you know, in between calls on the road. And so when I came up with the idea of that, kind of married it to some updates on product knowledge or something, it became kind of a natural transition. And quite honestly, the amount of time that I take to put together the podcast, I'm not nearly as polished as you are and all the professionals things that you're doing. Ours is just, let's throw it together and go. And so it's pretty good. There's always a lot of room for improvement, but so far the feedback's been very positive.
But Michael, do you think it even has to be a polished product?
Absolutely not. No, it's content. It's what's in there. And I have a hard time organizing my thoughts and then getting them out in the right manner, right? So sometimes I'll repeat myself. I'll trip over my words. I'll get tongue-tied. And what I've found is the sales reps, the people who already know you, they expect that. They don't expect perfection. They just want to hear sincerity and they want to hear the right content. So even the people that I have come on and that I talk with during the podcast, they're sharing their experiences. And I'll take out some of the major faux pas when I do an edit, but there's a lot of times we get laughing and it's a natural conversation. And I think that's what people like to hear, is just that natural conversation. They're not listening to something staged. They want it to happen like the guy was in the seat next to him in the car.
Michael, I love that. I tell everybody who's doing a podcast, it's really obvious when somebody is reading off a script. Like, if you're just talking, if you do your ums and ahs, I'm sure I've thrown a few of them in already here. Like, that's part of it. Like, people want to hear you. They don't want to hear you reading off a piece of paper.
Yeah, unfortunately, and this is part of the sales training that I do, only 10% of our communication is verbal. But a podcast, you're really limited because you don't have the other 90%. You don't have the body language and the eye contact and things that complete the communication picture, all you have is the audio. And so trying to draw that out of somebody and have them put their personality into the conversation can sometimes be difficult, because the people that we're talking to, the people that I'm talking to, my customers, they have a BS meter that starts to go off if I start to read off a script and they go, yeah, that's just more corporate. I don't need it. But it starts to make a second.
That's awesome. We've talked a little bit about the response from your team. You mentioned the sales rep in New York. What's been some feedback that's really surprised you the most as you've gone on this journey?
You know, what's been both surprising and rewarding is just by looking at some of the statistics, some of the information that I think could be really interesting to the sales force, they're not that engaged with. And some of the things that I think are more mundane and more routine that are a 5-minute podcast that I'll do just on a sales fundamental, a practical application, that seems to have the most resonance and gets the most hits, so to speak, on the podcast, rather than if I go into a detailed discussion of product. And I don't know if it's because it's too detailed to understand in audio only without having to see it, have it in your hands and kind of kick the tires on it. I thought that was really interesting. I expected it to be the other way around.
I want to ask, like, do you think that your team is more knowledgeable about the product, about the sales process, about patient outcomes or the clients from listening?
I hope so. I mean, obviously, if they're not more educated or better versed in the sales process or the customer or the product, then I'm not doing a very good job. And they're just listening just to kill time. But that's not the sense that I get. Most of the people will mention that they heard on a podcast, this is a good approach. And what I really do like, and I can gain a better sense for how I'm impacting the sales force, is the side conversations that it starts between other representatives. And I'll often hear about two reps that were talking about a podcast. I've got one group that during their weekly meeting as a team, they will talk about the topics we talked about on the podcast, and they'll dive into things a little bit deeper for their territories specifically and how the podcast applied to them. So I like that it's starting other conversations.
So Michael, I mentioned this right when we started. You've recorded almost 200 episodes and pretty consistently releasing these. I know you have other things on your plate. Like, how do you build up that cadence? How do you do that?
That's a good question. It's about keeping the pipeline full. So right now I've got two or three others that I do, and I'm not doing them months in advance. I'll do a podcast maybe 3 weeks in advance. So I try and keep 3 weeks ahead, and I stay current with what's going on in the industry. I stay current on different people's approach to their sales. And I kind of tout the podcast to the sales forces, peer-to-peer interactions of how this person got to President's Club, how they had a huge success here. And so I kind of pull personal experiences out of the field. And like I said, we've got almost 300 sales reps roaming around the country. So I've got a couple people to go through.
And I have to point out, Michael, we talked about this right before. You also host your own sales podcast, not related to Breg, but just on your own.
Yeah, it's kind of a hobby and a sideline. And it's awesome because I get the chance to talk to some really great sales individuals with spectacular knowledge in all aspects of communication. And that's been a lot of fun. And I think we just hit over, we've got 11,000 downloads or something now. So that's fun too.
Can you give me some advice on getting more downloads? This is my only storyboard show, but there are other places I need the help, Michael.
Yeah, if I had any insights on how to get more ears on, so to speak, I'd be willing to share. But quite honestly, we don't even really track it. It's just fun for us to do. And we've met some fantastic individuals around the globe.
Awesome. Michael, as you look back on all those episodes, we'll come back to the private side of podcasting. What advice would you give to those folks they may be on the fence, they may be starting out and are nervous? What advice would you give to them?
Just start. I mean, it's not overly complicated. And sometimes I think you want to do such a professional, perfect job because you don't want to attach your company, your brand to kind of a slipshod approach to podcasting. You're hesitant. And what I found exactly the opposite. People just want to hear. They want to know what's going on. So I'd say just start. It's not complicated. The logistics are a little bit challenging to manage at the beginning. But once you get a process down and you understand the different aspects of I'm using this software for this and that software for that, and you've got a way to figure it out and tie it all together, it becomes a simple process and it's a great way to get information out to your company.
Michael, thanks for doing this with us. I got one last question for you.
Sure.
What are you most looking forward to as you continue to create and share this Breg podcast?
I think the thing that I'm looking forward to this year, and I'm really excited about, is some of the guests that we're bringing on. Some people from outside our industry. We've had people on for different aspects of communication. We've had people on for authors come on, for Craig Weber for conversational capacity. He was a phenomenal guest with great information for the field of how to have those difficult conversations, how to balance your power frame in a dialogue with a customer. There's just great things like that. And so I'm looking forward to more guests coming in, both inside and outside the industry. We've had people come in from orthopedic practices and they'll talk about the success that Breg has had partnering with them and driving their business and helping them manage their business. And so those kind of things coming from customers are awesome. And apparently the Salesforce likes listening to those too. So I'm looking forward to more of those this year.
Well, Michael, just as you talk about being a good partner to your customers, you have been a fantastic partner to us throughout the years. Thank you so much for joining and looking forward to continuing working together.
Jeremy, I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that you've done to help me with some of the technical questions that I've had. Your response is always prompt, almost immediate. And I really do appreciate that. And quite honestly, you've made it very easy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of POP. You can find our previous interviews wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be coming back in February with a brand new episode, so stay on the lookout. At Storyboard, we have plans for organizations and teams of all sizes with free, pro, and enterprise-level subscriptions. To learn how you can use Storyboard to record and share insights, updates, or stories with your team, visit our website at trystoryboard.com. You can also follow our LinkedIn page for regular updates. Until next time.